A Paean by Edgar Allan Poe. 1. How shall the burial rite be read, the solemn song be sung, the requiem for the loveliest dead that ever died so young? 2. Her friends are gazing on her, and on her gaudy bier, and weep, oh, to dishonor dead beauty with a tear. 3. They loved her for her wealth, and they hated her for her pride, but she grew in feeble health, and they love her that she died. They tell me, while they speak of her costly broidered pall, that my voice is growing weak, that I should not sing at all, or that my tone should be tuned to such a solemn song, so mournfully, that the dead may feel no wrong. But she is gone above with young hope at her side, and I am drunk with love of the dead who is my bride, of the dead, dead who lies all perfumed there with the death upon her eyes and the life upon her hair. Thus on the coffin loud and long I strike the murmur sent through the great chambers to my song shall be the accompaniment. Thou diedest in thy life's June, but thou didst not die too fair. Thou didst not die too soon, nor with too calm an air. From more than friends on earth thy life and love are riven to join the untainted mirth of more than thrones in heaven. Therefore, to thee this night I will no requiem raise, but waft thee on thy flight with a paean of old days. The end of A Paean by Edgar Allan Poe. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.